Well, I wanted to share a little bit. I shared some of this last week in Pennsylvania because it was just stirring in my heart and big in my heart, talking about, and just in the theme of divine increase. But during this time, if you just look at the world and the world things that are going on, this is not a time to sit down. This is a time to increase in every area of our life spiritually. And just looking at what I would call current events, if you look at the country of Afghanistan, this is not just some, this is fulfillment or the fulfillment of prophecy, the fulfillment of the Bible, where we see, maybe we don't see Afghanistan by name, but you see Persia, you see Libya, you see Ethiopia, you see Togarma, you see all of these names in Ezekiel 38. And you see these names, which have some significance. Why? Because it's in that area of the world. And maybe we don't see Afghanistan, but we see those countries are now all, what are they doing? When we see what's going on, we're going to see an alignment of countries that align with themselves for the purpose of what? Coming against Israel. And then you're going to see an alignment of countries that are going to be what? Supporting Israel. And we're beginning, well, we've seen some of it, but this is going to propel this. This is going to move countries to align themselves more in line with, you're either for or against. I'm telling you, this is, you just pick up the paper. We have to stop. When I say stop, all of us, me included, you've got to stop looking at things from a natural standpoint and saying, ah, that bozo made the wrong decision, and why'd he do that? He don't know what he's doing. You need to shut your mouth and look at the Bible. Because there's spiritual implications for natural things. And God's word is going to come to pass. And it will be fulfilled. So we need to sit down and assess, where are we? What are we doing in the kingdom of God? Are we just cruising from Sunday to Sunday? Are we engaged? Are we getting involved? Are we busy for God's work? Yes, we all have responsibilities, and I'm not making light of that in any way, but we all need to just look and see what's going on, what am I doing? Even my small part, whatever that is. If it's just praying, then it's a part. Because our prayers can open doors for people in countries that you don't even know. Can supernaturally cause the angels to go out on assignment and move and open doors that weren't able to open. I know, and I'm just trusting Corey comes, but he was sharing. In the country that he was in, he was walking in the capital city speaking to the bad actors. You know who I'm talking about. He calls them the tea people. And he said he didn't have any problem. Spoke to him in the local language. Didn't have a problem. So you're not hearing that from the news. And the underground cells that are happening in that country are exploding. They don't want to leave the country. So we need to be praying for those that stay in that country, that there are supernatural things going on. And from what I read, this is a local pastor here that we know in Connecticut. They have communication or access with pastors in that country that said their cell groups went from 200 to 2,500, and of that, of the T people, there were 200 of them. That, as far as you see in the news, they're just shooting up everybody. Not so. Not so. And so God's power is moving mightily. Because in that, because I already knew this because I looked it up. I wanted to know, what's the average age in that country that Corey serves in? It's about 20 years old. That's the average age. It's young. It's very young. And the average death rate in there is 45. So they're very young and they die young. But over there, they ain't buying into that religion. They ain't buying into it. They're looking. You know why they're looking for something? Because it's nothing but full of hate. It's hate. It's hate. It's hating people. And I saw a post from somebody, I don't know him personally, but I follow him on Facebook. He has huge crusades in Africa, 50 to 100,000. He's a former Muslim. And he said, this is the most opportune time for Christians to reach this group of people that are coming to the United States. He said, it is the most opportune time because he said, all you have to do is love them. Don't preach the gospel to them because they're of another faith. He said, don't be preaching the gospel to them. Just love them. And he said, because they're very lovely, warm people. They're family people. Everything's about family. He said, when you love them, they'll be open. And this is what Corey found. When you just love them, they want to know more about who you serve. Because everything that they hit them with is oppression, suppression, suppression, hate, no love. That's what hell is. And so for us, this whole area, that whole Arab area is ripe for the gospel. And it already is. But what you're seeing is, you're seeing, let's just turn over for briefly to Ezekiel 38 and just go over there briefly, those pages that get stuck. Over there. If they don't, then wonderful. But starting in verse 2 or verse 1, it says, and the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, son of man, set thy face against Gog. That really represents leadership. The land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal, and prophesy against him, and say, thus saith the Lord, behold, I am against thee, O Gog, the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal, and I will turn thee back and put hooks into thy jaws, and I will bring thee forth, and all thine army, horses and horsemen, all of them clothed with all sorts of armor, even a great company with bucklers and shields, all of them handling swords. Now, what is verse 5? Persia. Anybody know where Persia is? What is it? It's not Iraq. Whoever shouted that out, it's Iran. Yeah, if you know somebody who's, they say I'm Persian, then they're from Iran. Ethiopia. Hey, we're talking Northern Africa here. And what? Libya. And them, all of them with shield and helmet. And of course, that whole area over there, you've got what? You have Ethiopia, you have Sudan, you have what else over there? Libya, which is a little west of Ethiopia. But you have Gomer and all his bands, the House of Togomar, which is really Turkey, modern Turkey, of northern quarters, and all his bands and many people with thee. Be thou prepared and prepare thyself, thou and all thy company that are assembled with thee, and be thou a guard unto them. So what are we really saying? The Bible talks about these nations that God is what? Against. Now, if he's against them, that means they're against his people. That means they're against Israel. So we need to, when we see Afghanistan change, who's a peacekeeper? United States. And so they establish some measure of peace in that area. But once this country left that area, there's a void in there. So now you're going to see, you may see terrorism on the rise. You may see that country come more in line with Iran and Russia and China, who's already talking about putting their hooks in that country. So you're going to see more of an alignment of these countries that God is not for. They're against Israel. And you're going to see in the previous administration, what did former President Trump do? He got the UAE, United Arab Emirates, to do what? Sign a treaty with who? Israel. And so you're going to start seeing those countries. You may even see Lebanon. You may see Egypt come in alignment with Israel. Hasn't come out, but you may see it. Because what? They're going to be countries that come in line with Israel. And it's going to happen. And we need to be praying that God, praying for the body of Christ, praying for God's will to be accomplished in these areas. Pray that doors for the gospel will open. Those that stay in these countries and are underground and have house groups, house cells. So we need to just be more conscious and be aware of what's going on and read the paper and say, praise God, God's will is coming to pass. And don't make it, you know, a political, it's not a political thing. It's a God thing coming to pass. And we are not to fear. Let's take a quick look at Matthew 24. We're just sharing some thoughts to make sure that our thinking, our perspective is right about the things we see and things we hear. Because, you know, you may go to work or you may hear people and they say all kinds of stuff because they don't see. And if they're not reading the Bible or they're not informed, then it's worldly thinking. But Matthew 24 and I'm thinking of, because the whole chapter is but more towards the beginning. Let's start from verse 3. And he said, and he sat down upon the Mount of Olives. The disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? And Jesus answered, what did he say? What shall be the sign? They asked, what shall be the sign of thy coming and what shall be or the sign of the end of the world? And Jesus said, take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall, what? Deceive many. And you shall do what? Hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that what? You be not troubled. Don't be troubled. This is not our home. When Jesus says, come up, in the twinkling of an eye, this mortal's going to put on immortality, and we're with him. So be not troubled. Be not troubled with what you see going on. And so what else does it say going on? It says, for all these things, what? Must come to pass. But the end is not yet. For nation, you know, that says ethnos, so that can be people against people, which primarily is what it means. Nation shall rise against nation. You go into every country, especially overseas, Africa, you see it now. You know, I think sometimes, you know, I've talked with people, sometimes when you have a country like us, go into a foreign nation, they don't understand ethnos against ethnos. They think they do, but it really boils down to what? A religious conflict. One group believes more rigidly than the other, so we're going to fight you. So it's got nothing to do about let's make a nice society over here and peaceful society. No, it's about religion. And if you're not spiritual, you get caught up in that. You think it's just politics. No, it's people against people. It's really the devil working in and through people to hurt people, right? So it goes on. And kingdom, what? Kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in divers places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and it goes on, and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. See, hate. And many false prophets shall rise, and shall deceive many. And verse 12, and because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold, but what? But he that shall endure unto the end shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached where? In all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. So we're right in this. And we need to be... we need to have our minds not renewed, but just reminded. This is where we are. When you see these things happening, especially in that area of the world, in the Arab nations, this is where it's going to happen. And when we see all of this anxiety, you know, anxiousness and all this stuff going on over there, the end is close. I know Pastor Hagen, he shared, we happened to be present for that. It was around, I think it was 2013, when he said he had an open vision. He was standing at a pulpit like this, said, I'm having an open vision. And he said he could almost reach out and touch eternity. He said, it's that close. It's that close. He said, I could see through the veil into eternity. It's that close. When? We don't know, but it's close. And when we see all of these things happening, what does it say? Look up, for your redemption draweth nigh. I mean, look up. He's soon to come. Well, that's not the time to be sleeping. We need to be awake and aware and doing whatever we can do to assist, to help, to share the good news of the gospel. Amen. Because this is the time, this is the season, especially when we see this, to share the gospel, share the good news of the gospel. Hallelujah. So our time is to serve, and this is really the time that we have. What? We are carriers of the light, we're carriers of the truth, his presence. That's why I like this particular translation. If they can put up Hebrews 13, 5 and 6 in the Passion Translation. You may not have that, but they'll put that up on the screen so we can see that. And Hebrews 13, 5 and 6. But I like this particular translation, the way it shares this. It says, don't be obsessed with money, but live content with what you have. It says, for you always have God's presence. So you know, in the King James, it says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. But I like what the Passion Translation says, for you always have God's presence. For hasn't he promised you, I will never leave you, never. And I will not loosen my grip on your life. So we can say, see, he says that, and what's our response? So we can say with great confidence, I know the Lord is for me, and I will never be afraid of what people may do to me. So we need to be more than ever aware of his presence. That when we go out, did you ever think about something? I don't know. When you turn a light on, if the whole room was light and the lights went on, you wouldn't notice that light coming on as much, would you? Because it's all lit. But if that room is dark and a light goes on, boy, you notice it. So our lights should shine brightly in this earth, in this dark earth, and in society. How do we shine brightly? Just, I can tell you, the love of God is the life of God. Not you preaching the gospel all the time to people. Just walk in love with people and treat them with love, and they'll want to know, you know, there's something different about you. What is it? They'll ask you if you just walk in love with people. I'm not talking about being a doormat, but I'm talking about just love people. Reach people with the love of God. Hallelujah. But I like this particular translation because it says we always have God's presence. You know, I shared this a few weeks ago because it just came, you know, I believe it was the Holy Ghost that gave me that illustration. Because I wasn't really thinking about it, when he said, a woman, when she's pregnant, becomes aware that there's a living life inside of her. She becomes aware. And that awareness heightens as that baby grows. But she becomes aware that there's a life inside of her. Any woman who's been pregnant and had a child understands what I'm talking about. And the Holy Ghost said to me, why aren't my people aware of my presence in them? You need to be aware that he's there. You need to be aware of his presence. I'm not talking about feelings. I'm talking about you are a new creature in Christ. You are a brand new person with a new identity. It's no longer I that live, but Christ who's taken up residence. And his life and his love and his nature has come into me. And I'm aware of it. And so when we get up, you wake up in the morning, you say, thank you, Lord. I'm aware of your presence. I'm aware of you today. What would you have me do? I'm here to serve you. I'm here to do what you want me to do. You may have a thought. You know, some of us, I dare say most of us, probably have had words of knowledge and you just thought, well, that was me. And then you pick up the phone and call somebody, or you didn't call somebody. And I dare say every one of you in here have had a word of knowledge and you didn't recognize it as such. But if you just yield, if you just yield more, it would work in you more. And you get a thought and you go, wow, that was God. Yes, it was. He's trying to use his body. He's trying to use the body. And I believe sincerely that this ministry, you know, you've heard Pastor Sarah share it, that God said they weren't his first choice. Well, he raised them up to do what? Start a ministry, build a foundation, but we can't keep, we thank God for the foundation, but you can't stay thinking about the foundation. I hear people say all the time, oh, what a foundation we had. Yes. So what are you doing? Reminiscing or building? Come on. So we're to build the house that's going to sit on that solid foundation. Amen. And this is the time where we're building. And I believe God has taken and smiled upon this congregation, those that are here, to use them. I'm not saying he's not using others, but he wants to use us to reach out more to people and to build this house in whatever capacity he chooses. Yes, we're on social media, we're doing streaming, we're doing that, but I'm talking about, you know, one-on-one, getting out into the community and doing more where people are. Amen. And this is a time for every ministry, not just ministries, but us individually. What are we doing? You know, how many, I just thought came to me here as I'm sharing, you know, any husband and wife, they say, oh, we want to have children. It's wonderful, you know. But there's a price to pay. There's a price to pay in having children. Did I hear an amen? There's a price to pay for your enlightenment to have children. Right? Some are standing up saying, amen. And it's the same thing. There's, you know, we're saying, oh, glory to God. Jesus is my Lord. Oh, I want to serve him. There's a price to pay to serve him. There's a price to pay to serve him. Just like there's a price to pay to have your children and raise them up, there's a price to pay for us to serve the living God. He gave his life for us. He shed his blood. There was a price to pay. And there's a price for us to serve. I'm not saying a price unto death, but there may be for some. But it costs us to reach people. And I'm telling you, I saw somebody put a post up recently, and he said, the church is not a cruise liner where a few people serve everybody. He said, it's like a battleship where everybody's hands on deck to serve the mission. So the church is not a cruise ship where a few people serve everybody. It's a battleship where everybody serves the mission. What's the mission? You reach people. You share the gospel. You lay hands upon the sick. You love people. You take of your own money. Yeah, God will. He's not telling you to just go in debt to do that. But take whatever it is that you do, reach people, to love them into the kingdom of God. That's the season that we're in. And it's close to his return. So it's time for all. We need to get more busy than we've ever been. More busy than we've ever been. Amen. I hope everybody understands this is the time for us to shine like a beam, a bright light. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So God's presence is always with us. And that mission fuels our faith, and that faith, that revelation of that fuels what? Your determination to do something. Think about it. When we were just talking about using that example of a couple that has a baby, that hunger to have a child fueled their what? Their determination. And it's the same way. My love and my hunger for God fuels my determination to what? Serve him. Whatever the cost. Whatever the sacrifice. Amen. Glory to God. So this is the time for us that we are to do what? Serve. Serve. Serve God. Serve more than we've ever done before. It says in Galatians 5:13 in the King James, or actually we can put it up in the Amplified Classic, Galatians 5:13 and 14 in the it says, for you, brethren, were indeed called to freedom, only do not let your freedom be an incentive, what? Or an excuse for selfishness, right? But it says, but through love you should what? Serve one another. So all the blessings that we've got are not to do what? Not to serve our flesh. We enjoy things, but it's to do what? It's to serve one another in the love of God. Take that extra that you got or whatever. You begin to use that to support and to bless people that are out in other areas, like Corey and others. We begin to sow into their lives so that they can do what? Serve in another area. That's what the church does. Amen. Glory to God. So this here, when you look at this particular scripture, this scripture in Galatians 5:13, it equates loving one another by serving them. If you can see, you see that. It equates loving one another with serving them. Hallelujah. So we're to do what? Serve one another. Glory to God. And the scripture tells us we're to live as free people. Now, let's just take a quick look at Matthew. We're in Matthew 24. We were there. Let's go over to Matthew 25. And let's just take a quick look at verses 34 down. Matthew 25, look at verse 34. Says, then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom of God, or the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. When was the kingdom prepared from? From the foundation of the world. It says, for I was an hungered, and you gave me meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee and hungered, and fed thee, or thirsty, and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger, and took thee in, or naked, and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick, or in prison, and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, you have done it, who? Unto me. Hallelujah. So the Lord takes it personally, doesn't he? Takes it personally. So for us, just sharing these things in my heart, that when I step back and I look at all of the events that are going on in the world, and we look at society, and we look at all of these things, what does it point to? It points to the soon coming king. And we need not be asleep. We need not get so caught up in the day-to-day activities. You know, I know we do. We have activities, but we need to be what? Aware of where we are, what's going on. I think of this particular scripture. I believe it's in 2 Timothy. Let's look at the King James Version, 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 3. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 3. It says, thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. You know, nobody likes to hear this. You know, they're like, ah. But verse 4, it says, no man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to do what? Be a soldier. Yeah. So, when we talk about being entangled, it just means to be entwined. It means to be so wrapped up with the affairs of life that you can't serve him. You need to step back, because the purpose that we have, our commander, the Lord Jesus, said, here's your commission. You're to go into all the world and preach the gospel. Well, for us, all the world might be your job, might be, you know, whoever your neighbors, whoever you come in contact with. So whoever we come in contact with, we're to have an impact upon. We're to have some impact. We're carriers of the light and of the gospel. So all I'm saying is, don't get so caught up in your everyday activities that you forget who you are. Don't forget who you are. Forget that you're a Christian. You're a light. It's no longer you that live, but it's Christ who lives in you. So we need to just remind ourselves and remind ourselves where we are in things that are going down, how close we are to the return of Christ. I mean, you just hear bad news after bad news after bad news. You turn the news on, I don't even turn it on. I don't want to hear it. It doesn't mean we shouldn't. I mean, I see things, but I don't get fixated on it. Because we need to have a good perspective of where we are. First of all, who we are, who we serve, and His Word, and what's coming to pass. It is going to come to pass. And don't you think, you know, even, here's the thing. All these countries that God says He's against, Persia, Ethiopia, Libya, parts of Sudan, all of these countries, God loves the people. So don't get some attitude like, I don't like them people. Well, you could have that attitude, and I'm telling you, there are people in all these countries, China, Russia, all of them, where there are people that love God, filled with the Holy Ghost, and have the same mission and desire to reach people in their countries with the good news of the gospel. Hallelujah. And we need to all have that same heart, that God loves people. He died for every person that would ever live. Hallelujah. And He loves them. And if we have His love in us, then that means we love them too. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise God. So I just share those thoughts to kind of pull us in a sense of just reminding us where we are, who we are, where we are, and what our mission is, what we're supposed to be doing. Loving and serving one another and reminding ourselves when I get up in the morning, thank You, Lord, that it's Your will be done through me today. Lead me, guide me. Begin to say with confidence, I see and I know, I see and I know, I see and I know Your will. You may say, I don't know His will. You've got to say that in faith. He said, I'm sending you another helper. What's a helper? Helper is somebody who will show you what to do, where to go. So if He said, I've sent them to help you, why are you saying differently? Begin to say, I know what Your will is. I see and I know. I'm going to say it by faith. Why? Because He said He sent me a helper. So I'm going to talk like I have one and act like I have one. Amen. Glory to God. So praise God. I hope that helps a little bit just to keep us steady in these unsteady times. Because in the natural, they are unsteady. Glory to God. Praise God. Father, we thank You for Your reminding us. Thank You for Your word, which is forever settled. Thank You that it shall come to pass. And Father, we position ourselves and align ourselves. We love Israel. We love every person. We love, and especially Your people. But we love all people, Father, in this world that You died for. And Father, our desire is to reach them with the gospel in the name of Jesus. And Father, we lift them up before You. We ask that You send laborers into the harvest that's white to harvest. We ask that doors would open up, even in countries where doors have closed. We thank You for anointing those that are not visible. They're underground, so to speak. And we ask that You anoint them and protect them in the name of Jesus. We thank You for it. In Jesus' name. But before we conclude and we have communion, we're going to just extend the offer for those that are here, those that may be listening, and give you an opportunity to ask the Lord Jesus into your heart. All one needs to do is to do what? Believe that Jesus is the Christ and that He did what? God raised Him from the dead. He took our sins, took them to hell, and when sin was paid for, he was released and raised from the dead. So let's say this simple prayer. If you're watching online or you're here, and you've desired, maybe you never made that profession of faith, or maybe you did, and maybe you need to get something right with God. Let's say this simple prayer. Father God, I believe that you sent your Son to this earth in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin. And we thank you, Father, that Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. We thank you that he did came. He took the sins of all mankind, and he took our sins and our sicknesses and took them to hell. And we thank you that when sin was paid for, he was released from hell, and we were raised from the dead. And we thank you that we were also seated with him in heavenly places in Christ. So I ask you, Jesus, to come into my heart. I ask you to cleanse me with the blood of Jesus. Make something new of me, and I will serve you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. If you said that simple prayer, you don't ever remember doing that, or you've recommitted your life to Christ, then we ask that you let us know if you're here. Raise your hand. We'll acknowledge that, give you some free information. If you did that watching us, then we ask you to, if you desire to get in touch with us, they've put some contact information on the screen, and you can reach out and notify us, and we'll send you some information as to who you've become in Christ. Glory to God. Praise God. Amen, amen, amen.